The 12 Apostles is a name given to 12 men from the Athenry area who were identified out of a group of Irish volunteers by a local 18-year-old girl for being involved in the rising. The men were tried and convicted and served their sentence together. The 12 men known locally as the 12 Apostles were Thomas Barrett, Carharine; Mike Donohoe, Rathgorgan; Murty Fahey, Slieve Rue; John O'Grady, Old Church Street; Michael O'Grady, Old Church Street; Jack Hanafy, Tallyho; Martin Hansbury, Rahard; Michael Higgins, Clune Park; Patch Kennedy, Slieve Rue; Tom Kennedy, Slieve Rue; James Murray, Derrydonnell; Charlie White, Carharine. These men were connected on many levels. All were active members of the Irish Volunteers, were present at the Agricultural College, Myode and Lyme Park during Easter week. Some were brothers, others cousins, all were friends, but ultimately their main connection was the betrayal of them by Maisie Shackleton. Maisie Shackleton was the daughter of the Presbyterian caretaker who remained in charge of the then unoccupied Myode Castle. She was present at Myode during the Easter Rising when up to 600 volunteers were camped there. Many of the volunteers would have patrolled the area, foraging for supplies and food. Maisie had ample opportunity to take note of the men's identity. Following discharge from duties at Lyme Park, the volunteers returned home and were subsequently arrested within days and taken to Athenry Barracks. The men were identified as being involved in the rising by Miss Shackleton and then held in Galway Jail before being transported to Arbour Hill Prison, Dublin, where all 12 men were tried by military court-martial, held in Kilmainham Jail for 3 days and sentenced to 1 year in prison with hard labour. They were moved to Mountjoy Prison in Dublin and again held for 2 weeks before being sent to Wormwood Scrubs in London, where they spent 7 months. They were then moved to Lewis Prison in Brighton to serve the remainder of their sentence. Few of the men spoke of the conditions of their imprisonment. However, those that did relate stories of the immense hardship and cruelty endured in Wormwood Scrubs and the then more lenient regime in Lewis. Records from Mountjoy show that 11 of the 12 men had injuries over their left eye, which were most probably inflicted by their captors. Their time at Lewis Prison seemed to have been much more bearable. Friendly relationships were formed between the chaplain and guards. The chaplain gifted 2 postcards to Jack Hanafy on his release with the inscription, "Get a little frame for this and hang it in your bedroom. God bless." Letters from Harry Boland to his family recount stories of the hurling team made up of the Athenry men, in which Harry proudly captained. Harry Boland's mother Kate also wrote of her contact with the men after their release, regarding her son's state of health. The men from Athenry informed her that Harry was in good form and as big as a house. The 12 men were released in March 1917. Patch and Tom Kennedy, James Murray and Charlie White managed to smuggle British arms into Ireland on their return. All rejoined their companies and continued their active service during the War of Independence. These 12 men sacrificed much in pursuit of Irish freedom. They lived simple lives as labourers and farmers. Michael Higgins and James Murray immigrated to America, and tragically, Martin Hansbury was accidentally shot and killed in a hunting accident 6 months after his release from prison. Words written by Liam Mellows about the men who served with him in Galway aptly described the 12 men from Athenry who were known as the 12 Apostles. Mellows wrote, "There are men and women in Ireland today compared with whom I am nothing. Many of them are poor, almost all are. Most of them are unheard of, and yet their work for Ireland deserves to be known. It will never be in our day anyway, in all probability, but it is to them the thanks of future generations of the Irish people will be due. They gave their all in silence, seeking no reward and getting none. Dreamers, fanatics, intransigents, fools, yes, but unconquerable and sublime.